This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello everyone, I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes from our discussion starters section. Surveillance. Who is keeping an eye on you today? Look around for a moment. Do you see any cameras, officers, or computers? Chances are, someone or something is watching you. The word surveillance comes from a French word meaning to watch over. While some forms of surveillance are for your protection, others could be used against you. After all, there is a big difference between being watched over and being watched. Who or what is observing your everyday actions today? It could be your neighbor's hidden security camera or an officer at your child's school. At this very moment, the owner of your local gas station may be playing back a tape of you paying at the pump. Some parents install global positioning devices on their kids' cell phones. In many countries, a phone can be tapped by law enforcement at any time. According to some sources, all digital communication in the U.S. is recorded and stored. Are you safe from surveillance in the privacy of your own home? Not if you use the internet. Ads suited to your own interests pop up on a regular basis. Your search history provides a lot of information that marketers want. Many internet users don't appreciate this infringement of privacy. Key players in the communications industry have a different take on privacy. In their opinion, targeted ads exist for your convenience. Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, said this: "If you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place." Google is often accused of invading the privacy of its users. Did Google Street View cars map out your neighborhood? Google used special technology to blur people's faces as it mapped out streets all over the world. Many people consider this an invasion of privacy nonetheless. How would you feel if Google caught your significant other at an address where he or she shouldn't have been? For questions and activities and a full transcript of the reading, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Discussion Starters section. That's all for today. See you next Wednesday!